Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other two co-hosts, Wendy and Krista. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Shermin. This is Wendy. Glad to be here with you today.
And this is Krista. Hello, ladies, and a warm welcome to our listeners out there.
We are delighted to have Anna Logan Riversby back as a guest on our show today. Anna is a coach who specializes in working with executive women. She is positively committed to guiding stressed out and overwhelmed executive women to embrace their inner power and design their irresistible lives, even if they feel they might be on the verge of a total meltdown. Anna is an enlightened visionary of the time where every woman has found her greatness and transformed it into a fulfilling career. Her work electrifies women to take steps to their inner truth.
We had Anna as a guest on our show two previous occasions when she talked about the new generation feminine leaders and productivity without burnout. If you missed any of her previous shows, you can still listen to them by going to Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/sky's the limit. During today's show, Anna will be sharing with us her tips and stories on how to help us design our ideal life exactly how we dream it in our dreams. The title of our show today is Lost in a Man's World, My Experience with Burnout Under the Glass Ceiling. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Anna. We're so thrilled to have you back again on our show again today.
Hello, ladies. I'm so glad that I'm here again.
Yes, we are too. So let's get started. Krista's got our first question.
Yes, Anna, I'm curious. Did you base your work and solutions upon your own personal experience? Can you share some of that with us today?
Yes, sure. Yes, the answer to that question is yes. I have based my solutions upon my experience and my life story. I've looked into my life story and what has made all these challenges happen in my life, and I have analyzed the solutions that I used to get out of the very difficult challenges that I was found myself in, and created a program that helps solve these solutions. If you like, I can go into the shortly into the story so that we can all understand. Yeah,
sure,
is that okay?
Be great.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Okay, so basically what I can do is just to share shortly my story so you can see how everything has developed in my life. And then we can go into finding out what has caused it. And then I'm going to ask you to discover if you have some similar blocks that can be blocking you today in your career or in life in general. And then I'm going to offer some solutions. So to start with my short story, it starts excitingly at a tender age of 7 with a specific event that occurred in my life, and I remember it like it happened yesterday. I was standing in the hall of our house arguing with my mom, and my mom was a big character, strong woman, somebody that we used to call Genghis Khan or General. So,
wow.
You can imagine this woman, this like strong, fiery, determined woman. And this is sort of a person that you do not argue with, that you do not say no to. And yet, I have found myself at this tender age of 7 arguing with my mom, screaming at her. And I remember, honestly, how shocked we were, both of us, at this reaction of mine. And the reason was that she insisted to enroll me into music school. And I found myself being completely and totally opposed to this idea. I do not know where this came from. I have to mention I've never been to music school. I've never had any lessons. I have no experience previously with music, so I have no idea where this came from. But as a child, I knew this is completely wrong for me, and I did not want to do this. However, you do not argue with a Genghis Khan, right? You just say, yes, sir, and you go and just do it, right? So that was a big surprise with my rebellion. However, I lost the battle. She won. And from that moment onwards, the pattern started in my life of me just sort of complying and doing the work like I did going to music school. I was very, very talented, I have to say. I never had to do my homework, and I was always achieving excellent results. And at the concerts, I was achieving standing ovations every time I played the piano. So that was not a problem. The problem in my life was that I lacked passion for music. I lacked passion for this direction. And yet I was showing these great results. So it was actually confusing for me. And as I said, then this pattern sort of continued. When the war came, I used to live in Yugoslavia, so in Croatia, and you know that there was like a big civil war in Yugoslavia. So when that happened, everything sort of fell apart. We lost our home, friends, family members. We had to move, and there was a big uncertainty that happened, which caused some of the, protection beliefs and key decisions to be made later on in my career. So if you can have, like, sort of start to connect your childhood with your sort of teenage days as well, and go back to that and start remembering some events, emotional events that could cause some of the key decisions to be made to protect you later on in life. So this has happened for me. So after the war, we lost everything. There was poverty there for years. Then I got an opportunity to go to the West. I moved to the UK. And again, a pattern sort of continued that I fell into the first career that promised me to give me safety and roof over my head. So, and also parallel to that, relationship of the same qualities that I looked was promising me safety and roof over my head. And this career, this new career, I was brilliant at it, and it was very financially rewarding. However, I knew it was wrong for me, and I was lacking passion within this career. However, I stayed in there for about 15 years, and I can tell you now that if you know anything about self-development and coaching and how do sort of people make the decisions, this was based on two principles, which was limiting beliefs and six human needs, which I'm going to go into later on after I explain to you the differences of the female and male systems and how did I hit the glass ceiling within this organization, because I was sort of opposed to the same force, like it was my mom or Genghis Khan at work. So it's interesting that every time in my life it was like always some kind of like a circle or wave of the same experiences that was always invited to my life. I was always landing into passionless careers, what I was excellent at, and it was financially rewarding. I was getting lots of recognition for it. My ego was really satisfied, and it seemed everything is how it's supposed to be. However, I was never passionate about it. So this career was the same. And at some point, I felt that I really want to be promoted more financially, because I found out that the males in our company were like significantly higher rewarded than the females in general. And I thought this was not like just at all. It was not only 35% that is like our current standard in our corporates, but it was more. It was more than 61% or 60%+. So I thought, okay, I'm getting like really nice financial rewards, but comparing to our males who are not doing the better job or more job tasks than I do, this is not right. So I sort of started asking for promotion, and the bosses were just saying, no, you cannot get a promotion. You girls should stay where you are, and we are taking care of this company. And then I said, okay, well, can I do your kind of a job? So I then, I don't know, learn. And they laughed again, but no, this would sort of disrupt the vision of the company. Men should be doing the men's jobs, and girls should be doing the girls' jobs. And so I felt like I'm hitting the wall into this old boys club. And I was watching also different managers in different departments trying to do the same thing. And there were amazing, amazing, talented women who were actually loved and respected by our main boss, but who could just not get a promotion, because boss would come back to her and say, actually in front of everybody, I'm sorry, but this is not what company does. We sort of hit the limit. We cannot do this. And at the same time, everybody knew that her same level managers were getting paid more than she was. So this was all starting to sort of breathe the big fire of resentment in every single female on the team. And interestingly enough, it did not improve how men felt about the whole situation either. Interestingly enough, the men became also resentful, and they became angry and spiteful. So then I sat down and I thought, okay, what's going on here? I mean, they can clearly see we are not happy, but we can also see that clearly they're not happy. And I could not see the solution back then. It was like a long time ago that this was happening. And what happened after this, I got really, really angry, and I got really, really persistent. And one day when I was arguing with my boss in front of the team, I actually started crying. And that's when he stopped and looked at me with a shock, because I was always a very, very strong woman, never cried. And I was the person that everybody was sending the most toxic clients to, because I was so ridiculously strong and scary, like my mom. I would turn into my mom. And suddenly this girl who was like Genghis Khan Jr. was crying in front of the big boss. And I was crying and saying that just like we just were not paid enough, we don't understand the why not, we feel so worthless. And this big guy who was, you know, was so tough, was looking at me in shock. And 2 days later, he came back and said, I sort of gave all of you, the whole team, a promotion, basically. So we were like, wow, why didn't you cry before? So we were like, wow, this was like a wrong thing to actually fight, like with a sword and against the men, because they're used to that. They're used to fighting and arguing and winning wars. And this is when I started understanding basic principles of how the true power, meaning the power of being vulnerable, works. Mm-hmm. And I just started to understand that, because I never used that before. With my mom, I was always sort of never crying either. I was always trying to be strong, so, you know, she cannot like sort of, you know, do anything like to embarrass me. I had to stand up to her somehow. And by being a tomboy, I thought I was doing the right thing. And there was the first instance of me being vulnerable and feminine that I actually won a big battle. And this is what started changing me. However, after this big, yes?
No, I was just going to say that's very, very, very interesting. I had just the opposite experience. My mother was always crying, so... And she was successful in sort of, you know, manipulating her environment through her weakness and her tears.
Yeah.
so sorry for interrupting.
That's okay. I was just really intrigued if she was managing to maybe achieve, I don't know, if she was working in a corporate environment to achieve promotion that way. It would be really interesting to know that. But I did. So, but that actually caused me to understand two things. Number one, that I can never do this on a regular basis. And two, that there's something in this world that I really do not understand as a woman. And I started to look at my life as a woman and seeing all these patterns of dating wrong people, dating very toxic people, and inviting in my life so much drama that I thought, my goodness, I actually always wanted to have harmony in life and peace, and yet nothing was happening the way I really thought that I would have my life. It's sort of, happening. And what happened soon after this victory that I had, the management changed, and the management was new, and then I suddenly saw younger and newer members of staff, unsurprisingly men, getting promoted into higher managerial roles, and while I was sidelined, and that really hurt, and I asked my managers, do you mind just promoting me? So they gave me some title without raising my wages. And then they said to everybody, say congratulations to her with this new title. And a couple of managers came up to me and said, well, we actually thought that you had this title a long time ago because you're doing everything already, like this title, we would expect. So I don't know why our boss telling us to say congratulations for this title. So they were confused. So, and this is coming from other male managers who were higher than me at the time. So they saw me doing the job of the higher level and not getting recognized for it in a title or the wages. So, I mean, these two men, for instance, I was really good with. So they were really confused and they were open. They said, everybody's laughing downstairs, at you. So I thought, okay, this is like really toxic now. So yeah, well, so they were basically joking with things.
Well,
how long did you stay in that? Yeah, go ahead, Krista.
I was just going to say we have a lot of other questions and we don't have that much time. So, Shuman, do you have another question?
Yeah, I wanted to know, how long did you, go through this and tolerate, all this difficulty before you said, okay, I need to do something different, and you came up with something that was a breakthrough where you were able to kind of move beyond this stuckness in this company.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, I stayed with this for about 15 years in the same situation. So this shows you how powerful mind blocks are. So for my story, you can see that I had some like really dangerous emotional situations at a tender age of 7, and then later on when I was confronting my mom, and later on with the war. So I stayed with this company that offered me safety for 15 years, even though all of these things were happening that were like wrong for me. I was feeling frustrating, unhealthy, and stressful, and demeaning, and embarrassing. So I did not know why I was staying there. But later on, when I went into coaching, I found out the limiting beliefs. This is the unconscious sort of key decisions have been made to protect me from being exposed to pain. And yet they brought me a lot of other pain. If you think of, make a correlation between corporate stressors or any kind of stressors that you're facing in your life, especially on a regular basis, and you just can't get out of it, just look hard into do you or not have limiting beliefs. Yeah, so this is the answer. Also, there's another thing that's very complementary to that, and they're called 6 human needs. And the 6 human needs every single human being has to have satisfied, and everybody will have it satisfied, otherwise they will perish and die. I will just briefly mention them if you don't mind.
Yes.
So there are 6 human needs of certainty. So you have to be certain and assured that you can avoid any kind of pain and gain pleasure in life. So I had to be certain this job offer that. So then uncertainty or variety. So the need for the unknown, change or new stimuli. So a little bit of stress that was offering me like this kind of need, satisfaction. And then need for significance, to feel unique, important, special or needed. And I was feeling significant because this job offered me lots of monetary satisfaction. Therefore, everybody around me was saying, well done you. Even in financial crisis, this company did not go down. So they were like, wow, well done. My friends who were in the banking collapsed, my friends in the law profession were like admiring me for having a house where they could not even rent a flat in the nice areas. So significance was a big
human need. The first human need is certainty, and the second one is significance.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay. And what are the other four?
Yeah. Connection and love. So this like completely doesn't need to be explained. And then these four have to be satisfied. And another two is growth and contribution. So these six has to be like in every human life, but four. For the first ones that I mentioned, they have to be fulfilled. However, if you do not have growth and contribution with each of the last two, it will be impossible for human being to be fulfilled in life. So you can be okay. That's why you get like people who are very financially sort of fulfilled, sort of accomplished, but they feel unfulfilled in life because they do not grow and they do not contribute to others.
You know, that reminds me of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is a big concept in psychology, where you have to have certain needs met, the basic ones initially, before you're able to get to the higher level ones of growth and contribution. So that's that sounds very familiar. Makes a lot of sense. How does your now you have a system that you've created around this, right? How does your system help professional burnt out women? How have you consolidated into something that you use to help other women?
Yes, the system that I created is created to solve all of these issues that I've had in my life that were blocking me unconsciously from success. So it tackles limiting beliefs and six human needs, and we basically discover what kind of unconscious blocks like do you have that block you from achieving fulfillment and happiness in the career, because I focus on career. However, when you sort of solve one area in your life, whether that's career, health, or relationships, it sort of goes like a wave of like bliss everywhere. And so this program is created to solve this this block. So I can give you a little example how that works. So for you to discover, for all of us to discover, like if you have a limiting belief or not, on a little example, so you can get a little taste of how the program works. Would that be okay?
We have about 2 minutes, so if you can do that in about 2 minutes, that would be great.
Okay, so basically, quickly, think about one great leader that you admire. Can be historical figure, celebrity, family member, boss, anybody that you admire. Just think of this one person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then you just finish this sentence that I'm going to give you. I cannot be like her or him because, and give at least three reasons for this.
Okay.
So if you have discovered any reason, now you know your conscious reason for failure. This is a conscious reason, right? And now I want you to assign one of the following three statements to your conscious reason for failure. Number one is, if I try, I'll fail. Or nobody will want me. Or I am not worthy. So have you managed to
So you have to pick
of
one
these?
Of those. You have to find
any one of those.
One of those if they apply to why you feel you cannot be like your hero or role model.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
My example is, the great celebrity, Tony Robbins. I cannot be like Tony Robbins because I am not as loud as he is. right? And I assigned number one, if I try, I fail, to this, I'm not as loud as he is. So subconscious limiting belief is, if I try, I'll fail, right? Or if I'm loud, nobody will want me.
Right. Mm-hmm. I see.
So
that's
then
really,
now,
really
yeah. So now if you discover that, now you know, now you know that you do have unconscious limiting beliefs or blocks that are unconsciously unknown to you, blocking you from getting anywhere.
Wow.
So
that's
this
really,
is like the
really
one of the, yeah.
Hmm. Very helpful. And I know, you know, this week had gone for a long time. Unfortunately, our show is only a half an hour. I know we want to be sure to have a little bit time to have you talk about, you know, how people can get in touch with you. Wendy?
Yeah, we're just curious, like, how can people get in touch with you who are interested in what you do and how you can help them? You have an email that people can contact you by, correct?
Yes. It's a very easy email. It's www.thrivingexecutivewoman.com. Sorry, that's my actually a website, thrivingexecutivewoman.com. And an email is thrivingexecutivewoman, .com.
Okay.
We care at thrivingexecutivewomen.com. We'll put that on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And you have some kind of a special gift to offer our listeners?
Yes, I have an e-book that I wrote about overwhelm and overwork and heading for burnout, and how to prevent it. So if you like to get this ebook and later on video training, you're most welcome to go to my website and download this free gift. It's going to give you an amazing insight on how to break out of that and have a thriving career and delicious life afterwards.
Great. So thrivingexecutivewomen.com. All right. That's excellent. That sounds like it would be very helpful for many people. All right, Sherman.
Yeah, thank you, Anna. Boy, that's so there's a free ebook that people can download at thrivingexecutivewomen.com. I'm going to check that out right after the show. Thank you so much, Anna, for being our guest again. We really enjoyed this conversation, and, you know, obviously we need several more hours to really do it justice, but hopefully you'll come back and continue this conversation with us again another time.
Thank you, ladies. I really enjoy every time I'm here on the show. It's really inspirational, and I'm so glad to be part of it.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for being part of it. And thank you to our audience again for tuning in today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us, and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SkyTheLimitRadio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skystelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good news we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to blogtalkradio.com/skystelimitradio. Excuse me, blogtalkradio.com/skystelimit. You never know, you might discover that one episode that can make a difference in your life. Till next time, everybody. Remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, Anna.
Goodbye. Bye, Anna.
Bye. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.